As Cassini homed in on Saturn last night, the control room at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory was a nail-biting, pen-drumming pressure cauldron. Engineers were counting the seconds until 9:12 p.m., the moment the craft was supposed to be captured by Saturn's gravity. To ease the anxiety, they did what they always do during high-stakes missions, passed around the lucky peanuts. Dr. Randy Wesson is a navigator program engineer at the Jet Propulsion Lab. He says the peanut tradition dates back to 1964.
Well, it really has to do with the Ranger mission, which was a set of missions designed to hit the moon and take images on the way in. And as we built these Ranger missions, the first six of them all failed. And it was getting to the point that Congress was actually looking into seeing if the Jet Propulsion Laboratory really was capable of building a robotic spacecraft that could get to the moon. The frustrating one was six, because the whole spacecraft was working perfectly, but when it became time to return images, nothing. So when it became time to launch Ranger 7, and people were talking about closing down JPL as a robotic spaceflight center.
The Jet Propulsion Lab.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory. The mission manager passed around peanuts to the crew so that they could just try to ease their tension, because they'd be doing something, chewing on something or playing with the peanuts on the table. And it became a tradition that right before launch, in the room with the operations personnel, somebody would pass around a jar of peanuts. And Rangers 7, 8, and 9 all worked perfectly.
And these are peanuts in the shell or shelled peanuts?
These are typically shelled, because you really don't want to throw peanut shells all over the mission support area.
Yeah, they're kind of messy.
Yeah, it's really kind of messy.
And I am just curious, is there a particular brand that you usually reach for there?
Of peanuts?
Yeah.
We're not supposed to do product endorsements. I think it really doesn't matter, and it's typically the mission manager's choice. I have to tell you honestly, I've never bought peanuts for one of these critical events. I'm more the recipient rather than the
I wonder if there's some pressure
the
on the person who has to go buy the peanuts. I mean, the one year that someone comes in with a big jar of Costco peanuts is
well,
the year that
yeah,
something doesn't go right.
Yeah, but I would tell you, if you take, I don't know, take Cassini. We're on a $450 million launch vehicle. You've got a spacecraft that's about $1.5 billion. You've got a Huygens Pro that's, you know, $500, $800 million. You're worried about your solid rocket boosters, whether they're going to delaminate and explode. Worrying about what brand of peanuts is probably really low down on your list of things to worry about.
As long as they're there.
As long
matter.
As they're there. That's right.
All right. Dr. Wesson, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Randy Wesson is a navigator program engineer at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Michael Cullen.
Engineers here in Washington include Linda Mack, Bill Deputy, Abdullah Rufus, Peter Alina, and Stacey Abbott.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.